And my name is Sasha.
Marta Sasha, Dragomir.
Yes, and we are seniors.
Okay, great. Awesome.
We have some questions we'd like to ask you.
Yes. Did you work somewhere else besides Croatia?
Yes. Before I was in Croatia, I worked in Afghanistan for 1 year and a half.
Okay. Which of these countries did you like the best?
Naravno, Hrvatska.
Which country is most similar to Croatia?
The country that I've been to that's most similar to Croatia, in Europe or in just anywhere I've been?
Anywhere
I've been. Parts of Canada were very much like Croatia.
Oh. Can you tell us if your life in Croatia is similar to your life in the States?
Yeah, on one side I go to work, you know, it's the same thing, I go to work. I go to the embassy, I go to work, I come home. But it's better in Croatia because there are more things to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only 1 hour I can go to your coast. Another hour I can, I can go to the east, to my favorite restaurants are located. To me, life, I like the pace of life here. It's slower, and it's more enjoyable for me.
Yeah. How long have you been working here?
I've worked in Croatia for 1 year, and I will be here for 2 years.
Okay. Can you tell us something about your job? What does it mean to work for an embassy?
Okay. In the embassy, I have two jobs. I work doing visa applications for Croatians who want to travel to the United States. I did that my first year. I did that last year. And now I work in our economic section where we meet with your Croatian government officials to talk about the Croatian economy and how they feel things are going. And then I write reports on Washington about those meetings.
Mm-hmm. Is there any project that U.S. Embassy has here in Croatia that you are particularly proud of?
One project that I had that we did recently that I'm very proud of is that we, a group of Americans from the embassy, we traveled to a school in, I think the city was Jagodnjak, and it was in eastern Croatia, and we went to this school and we donated money for musical. They didn't have a music teacher or music program, so we donated money so they could purchase an electronic keyboard so they could teach the students music. That was a good project because the students now can have music classes.
Yeah. Do you like living in Croatia?
Of course, not I.
If you don't mind, we have some personal questions.
Sure, go ahead.
We'd like to ask you about your family.
Okay.
Is your family here in Croatia?
Yes.
With you?
Does your family always move with you?
Yes.
How did your children adapt to life in Croatia?
Well, that's a funny story. I'll have to ask this Bebo when it comes. I don't have any kids right now, but I will. But I will in June. My first kid is due in June. First child is due in June.
Congratulations!
Thank you, Paolo Iapa.
That will be all. Thank you very much.
Thank you both, Sasha and Marta, for your time. Thank you for letting me come to your school and talk.
Okay, thank you.
That's great.